Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 12 after. Thank you very much for being part of our day, for being part of our life. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and don't forget all the other things you can do, including finding out more about our good friend Jeffrey Zavar, who's our guest and a longtime original member of our Brain Trust. He is, in fact, the Chief Home Officer, ladies and gentlemen, the author of a number of books on home-based business, including home office know-how, including safe at home, including teleworking and telecommuting. The list goes on and on. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be here, and let me be the first in this half hour to say, happy anniversary, baby. I got you on my mind. No, but seriously, happy anniversary. It's been, God, it's only been seven. It seems like, God,
seems like
doing
100,
this for 10 years already. It never quits.
Well, thank you for that, Jeff. Thank you for, and you know, you've been such a great supporter of all the things that we do here. In fact, you were on the show for the first time in August of 1999.
Unbelievable.
So we just had 5 years. You and I just had a 5-year anniversary back in the summer. And so anyway, thank you for all the things that you do, not only for us, but for small business owners everywhere.
Well, you know what? It's funny because a lot of what you do and what you and I do, a lot of the work doesn't either pay what we want all the time or pay at all. I mean, it's about giving back. And I've done a lot of articles as listeners know, I'm a writer for a number of different publications, including my own website, and a lot of what we do is a matter of giving back, and it's a matter of being there and helping others, and it's not what you get, it's what you give, because, you know, quite often people will believe, and I'm a firm believer in the nachas, as we say in the Jewish faith, the good vibes, the love that you get in giving and then seeing somebody benefit from it. I don't know how often I respond to emails. I take phone calls from people. I'm launching a home-based business. What do I do? Mm-hmm. And, you know, 30 minutes later, I hang up the phone or I'm done typing an email. And I just feel, you know what, hopefully I've helped this person. And they glow, they enthuse when they get it, and that's what you're all about.
Well,
and so I know that, you know, we're playing a role and it's providing a service, and that's great.
Well, and of course, we are in this to make a living and hopefully be financially successful. But you're right about what you're saying, because the good thing is you and I both know people who are wildly financially successful, but they don't really like what they do.
Right.
And you and I have the blessing of knowing that even on those days when maybe the financial part might be letting us down or whatever, you know, something happens that disappoints us in other areas, you know, we know that the people that we serve, the customers that we serve, are surely worthy of our efforts and deserving of our help. And so I know exactly how you're feeling. By the way, before I go any further, there's another momentous day this is another important date in history. Besides the seventh anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show, on this date in 1913 in Germany, Kaiser Wilhelm banned the armed forces from dancing the tango. Did you know that? On this day, how about that?
And the world was never the same.
It's never the same, exactly. Folks, I'm not making this up. I just read them. Jeffrey,
you're just a wealth of little tidbits of useless. Well, I don't want to say useless, but marginal information that we can take to the water cooler.
I like to think of them as little known and less cared for facts.
There you go,
Jeffrey. Are you seeing an increase in home-based business activity?
We are seeing an increase. What you'll see from the experts and the researchers who follow it, they call it churn, where you see some come and you see some go. We're seeing single-digit percentile growth year over year in the 2-4% growth range. But you also see a lot of people who are home officing, whether it's as a teleworker or whether who as a corporate employee who works from home, or a home-based entrepreneur like myself who, you know, is a business from home. for many people, unlike me, for many people, it's a waypoint in a career. So whether you're a teleworker and you're working from home because your business needs you to, or you're a stage in your life where telework would be advantageous, or you got laid off, or you left a job and you're trying something out but hoping that you'll either outgrow the home office, or eventually if a job came along that paid more or did better than being a home-based entrepreneur, you'd take that. We do see growth, and we see it in part because of the technology, some of the operations, some of the things that we can do, the acceptance by others around us that, hey, you know, Jeff's working from home. He's not just doing some little thing on the side. It's actually a business. He's delivering a service, and we're finding benefits. So we see the numbers growing, not astronomically like they were in the late 90s, but they're solid. And the people who do it maintain that lifestyle and that work style that they truly appreciate.
Well, the thing that I base it on, the anecdotal information that I think look at, is the way the employment numbers, or I should say the unemployment numbers, are coming down, but the jobs that are being created are not offsetting the ones that are coming down, and so those people are going somewhere.
Right.
And that tells me that they're starting a business. They're starting a small business. Maybe it's home based. Maybe it's not. But at least it's a micro business,
right,
as you call them, micropreneurs. And I just see this more and more. And the thing that I think is important is you made the point about maybe it's just a waypoint for them. That's okay.
Nothing's right.
I mean, home based. I was home based when I first started my business back in my consulting business back in '89. I was home based, and it was nothing for no other reason than it was convenient for me.
Right. And you're not alone.
And I didn't mind when I was home based, but there came a point when I outgrew that, and and my business model needed something else, and so I stopped being home based full time. I still had I've always had a home office, but it's, at least I had a downtown presence, so to speak. So I think that's important too. I mean, some people are home based advocates in the sense that they're pretty, they're pretty adamant about the fact that there's a place for people who always want to stay home, and there is a place for those people. But I don't think you need to even think about that.
I think if you talk to somebody who works at home and who it's no longer new or novel to, now there are those who work from home who just started, whether they're teleworking or being a home-based entrepreneur, who it's still novel to, and wow, this is cool, and they're finding that balance thing, and they're setting up their office, and they're enamored with the concept of home officing.
Right.
You know, beyond that, people are just like, I'm running a business. I don't necessarily work from home.
That's exactly right. When we come back, Jeffrey's going to talk to us a little bit about what has helped to make all this happen, what has made it all this possible, I should say. It's almost 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, longtime member of our Brain Trust and a great resource for us. And I encourage you to check out his website, folks, because it's a good one, especially if you are a micropreneur, especially if you're home-based, especially if you're a teleworker or any small business owner. I encourage you to check out Jeff's website. Jeff, give it to us, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And they can find your books there, can't they?
They can find books. They can find all sorts of information. You and I have spoken about the technology that I use for the website that enables me, as a non-HTML, tech guru type guy, to go in there and post new articles and new ideas and new information all the time. So it's constantly updated and refreshed with new stuff. So it's very cool.
You know, one of the things, Jeffrey, that you and I have talked about over the years is technological convergence.
Right.
And how one example is for $129 now, probably, you can buy a really fancy smancy printer, fax machine, scanner, cake baker,
Right, exactly.
Exactly. It cooks beans too while you're at it. But and one of the new things that we've acquired around here recently is a BlackBerry that is a cell phone and also email, receives email and allows you to surf on the internet and with a color screen.
Right.
And you can hold it all in your hand. Remember 5 years ago when I said one of these days, you know, we're gonna carry all this around in our watch, and you push a button on your watch and a hologram will pop up and that'll be your whole world in front of you in this hologram?
Exactly.
Are you saying that? Well, we're almost there with this BlackBerry.
We're almost there, and I've had, as you know, I've had a BlackBerry for email, for my database and email. It's not a phone, and it doesn't surf, but it's only, if only because I've had it for like 3 years. But it's a tremendous tool. Now, it's not designed to run your business, depending on the type of business you run, but it's not designed to necessarily run your business. You're not going to write a letter on a BlackBerry, you know, in the little, if you have a little Word applet in there, or, you know, there are other manufacturers as well. iPack is one, and, you know, Sony has their model. But, you know, you're not going to run your business. You're not going to write letters and fill out Excel spreadsheets. But when someone sends you a spreadsheet and says, you know, take a look at these numbers, tell me what you think, you can open it up. And you can make a change. And you can write an email if you need to get some points across with those, what they call tic-tac-size keys, and you get pretty deft with your thumbs as far as typing it out.
Let your thumbnail grow just a little bit longer than you usually do.
Exactly, and then shave it down to more of a point,
yeah,
a rounded
kind of get a point
so
over on the side a little
contact.
Bit.
There you go. But, you know, I interviewed somebody years ago on using it, and he was a consultant working with somebody at the Utah the Salt Lake Games, the Olympic Games, and he could not be away from his computer for 2 weeks, and he couldn't rely on, you know, is there going to be a little web cafe there that I can use? So he had it on his hip, and he goes, look, I'm not running my business, but I'm answering key email as they come in. So it's a tremendous tool, and all of these things are getting smaller and smaller, and whether it's
and
a
more,
laptop
and,
with
and
the
technology, more and more technology is converging. But the thing about the BlackBerry to me, Jeff, is, you know, when we talk about being home-based or not, with the technology today, it's not about whether you're home-based or not. It's about you can do your business almost wherever you are.
Right.
I mean, you can conduct business. You can be, you know, when I started my consulting business in 89, I got a cell phone. Now, this was one of those cell phones that they installed on the floor of your car.
Right, exactly.
You know, you didn't walk around with it. This was even before bag phones. And my car then became my office during the day because that's where my phone was.
Right.
And so I didn't think of myself as home-based. I thought of myself as mobile, as wherever I wanted to do business.
And you know what? You're one of 78 million people today who are considered road warriors, people who work at least at some part from the road. I saw a really cool piece of technology yesterday, and it needs one more adaptation to make it really worthwhile. But the numbers, if you look at the statistics, the numbers of people who are giving up their landlines, much to the chagrin of Pac Bell and whoever 9X is and Bell South, the number of people who are giving up their landlines in order to only use a cell phone, and during this past election cycle, the pollsters were stumped because those people, you can't get their numbers right now. Mm-hmm. But the number of people giving up their landlines in order to only use cell phones are growing astronomically. I saw a device yesterday when I was watching the news. It's a cell phone that looks like a landline. It looks like a traditional desktop phone, which it has bigger keys, it has a larger display screen, it has an actual receiver that you can cradle between your shoulder and ear. But now imagine for those who are listening who, when they're at their desk and answering their cell phone, if they don't have an earbud, one hand has lost its mobility, or they have to really shove their ear over to reach their shoulder.
Right. I can't
now,
do that.
If they made that phone with a detachable cell phone unit that fit in there, I would buy that because I could use my cell phone on my desktop as a traditional phone.
Mm-hmm.
Not just for the look, because they showed people carrying it around their neck. I mean, that's kind of silly. But it makes it a more functional tool because it fits, especially for those who are at home or at a desk somewhere and they need their cell phone and they may not have an earbud, it makes a world of difference.
The key here is, folks, in the 21st century, here we are in the early part of the 21st century, many, many, many of us can work wherever we want to work. Jeffrey, thank you for being here. Good job today. Give us your website one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com. And let me just say, Jim, again, congratulations. It's been great being part of the show, and You are the hardest working man in radio.
Thank you, Jeff. See you next time. Quick break, right back with Mr. Tim Berry after these messages. Stay with us, please.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.